と向くもお前ばかりは迎えにしのあこよいつも心の慰めとしよう言うとも必ずいつまでもあこよ
You're listening to Waveforms WGXE 90.7 FM. My name is Mayuko, and I host a monthly bird theme radio show, Bequency. Although I'm doing a show today that has nothing to do with birds, because this is Giving Tuesday of WGXE, support WGXE special program. And some years ago, I made a compilation that's titled In Love With Your Enemy, Censored Western Songs from Wartime Japan. And I put that together after finding a list of Western songs banned by the Imperial Japanese government during the Second World War. And this list was in the February 3rd, 1943 issue of Shashin Shuho, which is like a weekly national magazine published by the Intelligence Department of Japan. It's like a government publication. It's basically a propaganda tool. And many of these Western songs in this list had been covered by Japanese musicians, and they were loved by Japanese audiences in the 1930s. So those recordings are all sung in Japanese, and you know, you may not understand the words, but I'm sure many of you American listeners anyway will recognize the melodies. And these Japanese covers of the Western songs have often made me think about how people can refuse to dehumanize or demonize other people who are strange or foreign or even enemies. And I just feel it's a theme that's more relevant now than ever, not just for one particular side, but for all of us to reflect on. So I'm revisiting these songs on the radio as a, again, special Giving Tuesday program on WGXE 90.7 FM. So if you enjoy this show, please consider supporting us so we can keep our radio programming going for it. Another year and beyond. So you can do that at wgxe.org/donate to make your donation. And I just checked a little while ago, and we're actually pretty close to the goal, so I think we can totally make it if you let us make it. So please consider. Again, the URL is wgxe.org/donate. And anyhow, at the top of the set, we heard so far Sonny Boy, which you may have recognized. Oh, Akoyo is the Japanese translated version. I think the lyrics are kind of, well, actually, Oh, Akoyo must be kind of different. But anyhow, before that was I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. In Japanese, they sing as Koi Koso Waga Kokoro. This one, I think it's the pretty similar lyrics. Both performed by Belgenland Jazz Band. And these recordings are actually from the late 1920s. And the band members were actually very international, because Belgian Jazz Band was hired by the ship Belgenland and it was a Red Star line in the 1920s. I think it's a Belgian ship, the cruise line. And when the ship came to Yokohama port, that's kind of close to Tokyo, in 1929, the band stopped by and recorded with the Japanese singers, whose names are Amano Kikuyo and Hiroshi Toru. And so that was what we heard so far, and now we're gonna getting into the 1930s. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. 秋の
was Lover, Come Back to Me. 恋人よ帰りませ in Japanese version、performed by 二村定一 released in 1932 and ahead of that was My Blue Heaven 私の青空 that was sung by 松島歌子 1938 release andAt the top of the set was Dinah, Tadaharu Nakano, and Columbia Rhythm Boys, Columbia Rhythm Boys, released in 1934. We're listening to, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, and we're listening to Japanese covers of the Western songs that were banned during the Second World War, and it's sort of like I'm playing all these tracks from some project that I put together some years ago, and I call it In Love With Your Enemy, Censored Western Songs from Wartime Japan, and I thought it might be a good time to revisit this project because of what's going on around us. I thought about this because I recently saw an article byA father of a transgender child who wondered why they always had to be the one who was trying to understand the other side's their perspective and all that, when the other side never seemed to care about them or making any effort to understand their, you know, worldview or anything. And I don't know what it's like to be a trans person, nor I don't know what it's like to have a child. And I guess the big problem is that everyone, no matter what side, it seems like everyone seems to feel the same way as this father for different reasons, but like that's kind of a feeling that we all kind of share all around. And I also felt it was relatable because for the last decade, over a decade, in my case as an immigrant, it's always felt like, you know, you can go on with your life, no problem, without understanding me, my language, or my culture. But if I don't understand you, your language, your culture, I literally cannot continue my existence. And that doesn't exactly seem like a fair human relationship. And, you know, I thought about it a lot, and I've come to realize that this is kind of what I'm experiencing is kind of like a micro version of the imbalance of power in the world in the early 20th century that, you know, exactly the music, exactly the time of these music that we're listening to, the time that led to the disastrous ambitions of the Imperial Japan during the, again, the World War II, and, you know, an attempt to basically, by invading other countries, changing this balance of power between the West and the West. I mean, sorry, West and the East. You know, the world where one side didn't have to bother learning about the other. And it was kind of an attempt to change that balance. And to look back this history kind of teaches me that, okay, so reacting with anger to this feeling of imbalance is not the answer. I don't know what it is, what the answer is, but at least this is not it. No matter how frustrating it feels at times, the empire chose conflict and conquest to answer this problem. And that led to this Japanese ambition, just led to a place where they had no regard for anybody's life, even the lives of its own people. So clearly, I can't choose that path for myself in my micro scale of my own life version of it. You know, because it's evidently a dead end. I can't react to this with anger and like conquer, whatever. And so it's not like, you know, I've come to any conclusion about this. I don't know what to do. It's still an ongoing struggle for me. But I just always felt like the Japanese musicians from the 1930s have been kind of a big inspiration for me in thinking of this problem this whole time. I don't think these people, these artists, were culturally colonized by the West, as sometimes, you know, smart people in the West seem to think. But I think these artists chose to be open-minded to this music that was new to them. I think they were excited to learn about others because they love music. They're musicians. They love music. And I just think you can hear that in the music, because there's that just so much joy in this music. And I feel that that's kind of close to maybe the answer. That's what gives you the power that I choose to understand others and others' language and others' culture, not because I have to, but and not because of this imbalance of the world that I talked about, but because I'm that person who chooses to be curious about other people. And you know, just think about the world the Japanese people experienced in the 1940s, which some of these music are from, when they were told that Americans were literally enemies, like demons who don't think you are humans, and they would not hesitate to torture you and kill you. And you know, it must have been easy to believe that propaganda if you think about all the civilian deaths. But even then, I feel these musicians that we're listening to today were, I want to think that they're kind of the proof that some Japanese people chose to think of Americans as humans, people who came from the place where all this cool music was made. So, I don't know, that's the kind of power we all have within, that's the kind of stuff that authoritarian governments are afraid of. And I always have to remind myself when I get kind of frustrated that it's actually up to me to exercise that power for myself or not. And that's where, you know, these people, I feel like these people, these singers and orchestra people, the musicians, they exercise that power or people who listen to that music even simply hiding, you know, hiding their records in their closet and like closing the windows or whatever, sealing their windows and keep listening to these records. I feel that's the kind of power that one can exercise. So I just felt these music have always been relevant to me, but it feels like even more so now. And so I wanted to play these on the radio to kind of introduce them to new listeners. And so the next singer we're going to hear was a notorious at the time and famous now for that kind of like rejection of the dehumanization of the other side. And her name is Awaya Noriko, who recorded a number of these censored songs in that list that I was talking about, that the government banned record list. And she was very popular. And during the war, she often traveled to the front lines to entertain soldiers. And she got repeatedly into trouble with the military police because she didn't stop wearing makeups and she didn't stop wearing Western clothes and just refusing to sing, you know, propaganda songs and stuff like that. And one famous episode being that one of those concerts, she had some, like, there was some prisoners of war were present, so the Allied soldiers were there, and she sang to them, looking at them as if they were part of the regular audience, which, again, got her into serious trouble with the military police. But so it's that kind of woman, and there was that kind of individual existed. I just find it quite inspiring as a Japanese person living in the foreign lands in the 2024. And I think you can relate to the song because you will know the song that she's going to sing. So I hope you enjoy. You're listening to Waveforms, WGXC 90.7 FM, and my name is Mayuko. And I shouldn't forget what I'm doing. I shouldn't forget to tell you that we're doing a special support WGXC Giving Tuesday program, playing a bunch of censored Western songs covered by Japanese people in the 1930s today. So if you're enjoying the show, please consider supporting us so we can keep our radio programming going. You can do so by visiting wgxc.org/donate. Again, it's at wgxc.org/donate. All right, thanks for listening. Let's listen to Awaya Noriko. Stay tuned.
明るいシャンデリア輝く杯麗しき鈴の音に踊るは上海今日はこの方と明日はあの方と悩ましき姿は私のシャハリいつでも驚かに見せかけるだけどリルお前は泣いてるよ涙を若く引いて笑顔で迎える
Thank you.
You're listening to Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM, and my name is Mayuko, doing a special support WGXC Giving Tuesday program, playing a bunch of censored Western songs covered by Japanese people in the 1930s, which were also the songs banned by the Imperial Japanese government during the Second World War because they were considered enemy's music. And I was just thinking, I kept saying like, oh, you will know this melody, you will know this song, but actually I'm talking about like 100 years old recording, so no, I'm not so sure if you know the song. But if you're an American person, I think these songs would play in some, you know, I don't know, contemporary American pop culture too, right? In the like Looney Tunes, or maybe even Looney Tunes kind of old, I guess. But well, I hope you do know. And I hope if you don't, maybe you should, if you're American, check out your American, you know, wonderful culture of your own country. Anyhow, we just finished this set with Hanyu no Yado, which is the Japanese title of Home, Sweet Home, covered by Tamaki Miura, 1932 release. And ahead of that was Shanghai Liu. Fumiko Kawabata is the singer, and it came out in 1935. I just love her voice. So has that beautiful, you know, melancholy to it. I mean, I love the song too. Started the set with Kurai Nichiyobi, Gloomy Sunday, sung by one and only Noriko Awaya, came out in 1936. And I want to play you a song composed by a very popular composer of pop songs from the pre-war and post-war Japan. His name is Hattori Ryoichi. So this is not a Western song cover, but I want to play it because he was a buddy with that singer, Aoya Noriko, who I talked about in my previous mic break, and because of a somewhat funny story about him. So Hattori Ryoichi really loved jazz music, and because he was a popular composer, apparently he had a radio show or something, and he would play all his favorite American jazz music on the air, but claiming that they were from Germany and Italy because, you know, we're the axis of evil and all that. So that was okay to play stuff from Germany and Italy. But so he would just announce on the radio some random made-up titles and, you know, that sounds like something from Germany or something. And then just played standard like jazz American music. Because, you know, people who want to ban things, who try to ban books, for example, they don't read books. You know, people who ban music, they're obviously not music fans, so they wouldn't know much about it, and so you could kind of get away by just like insisting that it's not it, it's a safe stuff from Germany or whatever. And it would take time for the authorities to catch up sometimes, and I kind of find it funny that she did that. I guess he could do that because he had certain amount of power as a popular, you know, composer and had influence over the citizens of Japan or whatever, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. And, you know, since I was a kid, I've always wondered how I would live and act if I were living in the 1940s Japan. Like, what would I do in such circumstance? And now I wonder, like, what I would do as a radio programmer at such times, now that I'm myself on the radio like this. Would I be able to do what Hattori Ryoichi did? Like, can I give that power to myself? You know, decide for myself that I value this music. I love this music. I don't care what they say. It was, even if it was the enemy's music or whatever, I love this stuff and I'm going to play it. You know, what if more people said that at the time, you know, during the Second World War? You know, even as a listener, if more people said, no, I'm not going to give up my Blue Heaven because I like it. You know, it's a kind of question I've always had since I was a kid, and I hope I won't have to, you know, face that question for real. But no matter what I would do as a radio programmer, I could not do it without your help, because I host my radio program here on this radio station, WGXC, and WGXC itself needs your help to keep staying afloat. So I'm doing this special support WGXC Giving Tuesday program today, you know, playing these, again, censored Western songs covered by a bunch of Japanese people, in the 1930s today, just to, you know, lure you into help us. So please consider supporting us so we can keep our radio programming going for another year and beyond and more years to come. You can do that by visiting wgxc.org/donate. Again, the URL is wgxc.org/donate. And I thank you wholeheartedly for your support in advance. And so before I forget, I will announce the song. So the song title, I would translate as, I don't know, sea breeze, like the wind coming from the sea, kind of like that. And again, this is composed by the guy I talked about, Hattori Ryoichi. And the singer is Watanabe Hamako. And this came out in 1943. So I hope you stick around and enjoy this song. Thanks for listening. So that was a Arabia no uta, Sing Me a Song of Arabi by Inoue Kikuko and Shochikuza Jazz Band. And ahead of that was Kaze wa Umi kara by it's sung by Watanabe Hamako, composed again by the guy Hattori Ryoichi from 1943. And wow, time flies. You're listening to Waveforms, WGXC 90.7 FM, and this has been a special Giving Tuesday program. And I've been playing censored Western songs covered by Japanese musicians in the 1930s to, you know, take part in this fundraising effort to support WGXC. This, our radio station, is programmed by volunteers like myself, many of us, your neighbors or community members here in the Hudson Valley and around. You know, algorithm don't need you to know why any music is important to us, but I do. Human programmers at WGXC, we have something we want to communicate with you, and radio creates a great place to do that. And you can apply for a show here on WGXC too, so we can know you too. So please consider helping sustain this community gathering place on the air by making a one-time donation or committing to a monthly gift at wgxc.org/donate. wgxc.org/donate. And I think I can squeeze one more song in at the very end. It's going to be a tracked medley of some kind of songs of Stephen Foster by Kawata Yoshio Kawata. Kawata Foster Shu is the name of the song. And this came out in 1941. He was the founder of the vaudeville group, Akireta Voice, from the 1930s Japan. And we're going to hear some amazing mixture of Japanese folk songs and traditional Japanese narrative singing style while, you know, performing all the American folk music composed by Foster. I just always find this artist to be so aspiring, like such an inspiration, like this brilliant, what, like fusion of all these, who you are and what you learn, what you're new to you and what you're old to you, like all this beautiful fusion of everything. That's what he inspired me to be. So on that note, I would like you to listen to the song with me too, but I don't have time to come back, so I'll say goodbye now. I've been Mayuko, and I host Bequency Meet Bird People in Hudson Valley, which airs every fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It's a radio show that invites the local community to be inspired by the joy, beauty, and wisdom bird enthusiasts find in the nature of our neighborhoods. And every episode features an interview with local bird people, freeform mix of sound made by birds and humans inspired birds. So it's very different from today's show, but I hope you'll check it out too. And for the one last time, support us, WGXC, at wgxc.org/donate. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
まずはおなじみ
ご用途を見てない方はゆっくりと見ておいでよ。聞いておいでよ。遥か彼方のサーカス小屋から流れてるのはオールドブラック城のメロディーだよ。弾が近くを大体4個大きいを五郎島せよ。その隣は剣舞の小屋から漏れる詩吟のあの縁と、あれとこれと比べてみようならば、ゴンと同じ山寺の
知れば種目になるやら金が